What is a book that you find yourself recommending to others?
So many. A really impactful book that I read not too long ago, and I marked this baby up like highlighter, all different color coordinated. It's called Letting Go by Dr. David Hawkins. And he's written a lot of books, and it's phenomenal. Like, I learned so much from it. And I believe he talks about 12-step program a lot in the book. So I don't know if he was in it or what, but it was kind of interesting. And Brené Brown, I really like her, so now I'm trying to read all her books, but she's blown me away.
Yeah, Brené Brown is in my in therapy when I do EMDR. I was asked to create a essentially like a posse of like wise people that I can psychologically surround myself with where I would feel safe and like,
Wow.
taken care of and all those things. And she's one of my wise people. So yeah,
Cool.
I'm a really big advocate for her as well. She's very smart. She's also a non-drinker, which is
That's
just fun to know. Yeah. How about, do you read fiction books like for fun? No, not really. Okay, so you're
No.
full on.
I was telling my friend that the other day because I went to Barnes and Noble and I spent like over $100 and I have like way too many books. And I'm like, dude, I don't like fiction. Is that weird? And she's like, no. I'm like, oh, okay. It has to be like true life or self-help.
Yeah, whatever gets you going, honestly. Sometimes I need a break from self-help, so I like to dive into a little romance or something like that. But
Nice.
I'm kind of curious now to ask you, okay, if I were to ask you, what can I get you to drink? Say we're out at a event, function, wedding, anything, what would you respond?
I like Shirley Temples. I probably wouldn't think to ask that, but like that's one of my favorites. The grenadine with the Sprite. So good.
What would you say in the last, throughout your sobriety, we'll say, is a new habit that you've picked up, something that you do now that you used to not do, that has greatly improved your life?
Telling the truth. That's been huge. Being transparent, which I think is a little bit different, but being more open and not closed off about things, you know? So that's been very beneficial to me. And a huge thing is if I'm struggling to talk about it, I never would do that before. And it's still very difficult for me, you know? So I make myself do that, and that has been extremely beneficial for my sobriety. Like, wow.
A friend once told me the quote, so I can't take credit for it. It's so good. What you don't communicate controls you.
Yes,
That like
so
obsessive
true.
mind that's just like thinking it, thinking it, thinking it, thinking it, but you don't communicate or like get it out there. Yeah, that'll steal your time.
Yes, it does.
Okay, maybe think about your recent Amazon purchases. I'm looking for a purchase of under $100 that you think is totally worth that investment.
I love Amazon, first of all. So I literally just like to get on there and just look at unique stuff. Where did I put it? I bought this vase of like a naked girl. I don't know why, just like a little figure. I thought it was so cute, and I'm gonna put a flower in it. I also bought this microphone on there, which that was over 100. And books. Oh my God. I can't stop.
Are you
I love
the type of
it.
person that like you've got a huge library, or will you give books away?
I actually buy them for my clients a lot of times. Like I'll buy a whole bunch of a few different books and just bring them to them whenever, you know? I like giving stuff away. Like that's kind of like my love language. It's one of them, you
Yeah,
know?
that's beautiful. Gifts. Yeah, my husband is gifts. I'm not. We never gave gifts growing up. I mean, we like didn't do birthday presents or anything. Just mostly because like we
Wow.
were quite a frugal family. But my husband's like, he will, if he sees something, and your birthday's 9 months away, he will buy it and like feel so excited and hold on to it and like it will be perfect. And he always gives the best gift. So that is, it's a skill. I
I
applaud
do that too.
you.
I love it.
If someone were to ask you, why don't you drink? What do you tell them? And does it depend who asks?
I don't really think I've been asked that in a long time. Unless I'm just forgetting, I have a horrible memory. But if they were to ask me now, sometimes I'll be like, oh, because I'm an alcoholic and I do stupid stuff. If I'm just like, if it's a friend or whatever, and I just being goofy. But if someone were seriously asking me, I'd be like, why, what? Why are you even asking me that? That's kind of rude. I don't know. It depends on the person, probably. But I don't feel bad about it. I kind of feel like, what? Why are you asking that? Like maybe they're struggling and they're asking, I don't know. You know?
Speaking of that, what have you gotten better at saying no to since you stopped drinking?
Oh my gosh, this is huge. I didn't even think about that. So I was so scared to say no for anything. Like when I first got sober and I had a year sober, I started working as a behavioral health technician at a rehab. And you like live with the clients sometimes in that job. Like I lived kind of like close to them. And so everything is they're coming to you like a house mom, you know, they're coming to you for everything. And the boundaries are so difficult, but it taught me so much because I was always scared of like letting someone down or thinking they're going to be mad at me. And now I realize that it's when I say no or give them boundaries, it's like me respecting them too. You know what I mean? And I just had such difficulty and I had to make myself do it and I would be so nervous and I'd be like calling my boss, be like, so I gotta tell him this. And then I got to the point to where I'm like, I worked on admissions and I loved being able to like practice saying no. Like, it was so crazy because I was like, I felt like it was a superpower because I never could do it before. Never.
Yeah,
Crazy.
honestly, like just getting used to saying the word no
Yeah.
feels weird. So I love that. Like life gave you the arena to practice saying
Yeah.
no. Yeah, that's really cool.
One other thing I want to mention is people that I don't want to do things for or hang out with, I have no issue. Like, I like being alone. Like, I know it's not good, too extreme, but I have no problem being like, no, I don't want to. Like, not in a mean way, just because I don't want to feel like I have to do something I don't want to do for to make someone else comfortable. Like, and then I build a resentment and I don't want to do that, you know? So.